What about other sites of isolated metastasis, lung, and other locations? In your practice, what have you seen, and how do you manage those patients?
We're now seeing more patients going to surgery with limited lung metastases. The data there is less clear. There are a lot of small patient series putting that information together. It again shows that there are a portion of patients that are long-term survivors after resection of lung metastases. How large that portion is still a little unclear. It appears to be less than what you would see with patients who come in with liver metastases, and part of that may be the difficulty at surgery of trying to carefully inspect the lungs, where with liver you can do intraoperative ultrasound. There are, again, a growing number of patients with lung-only metastases that do go to surgery who have become long-term survivors, justifying that approach. Given the observations, the retrospective data, some of the prospective trials for liver-based metastases, growing observation with lung metastases, we're starting to see the envelope now being pushed out further, looking at peritoneal-only disease. I would not currently advocate somebody going to surgery outside of a clinical trial setting for peritoneal disease. That's an area where I think that there's still a lot less data to support that is of benefit to the patient. But in a clinical trial setting, I think that is worthwhile evaluating. There is some hint of data from some small patient series to say that you can affect the long-term outcome of a patient in that setting. The other group that we do commonly treat are those with locally recurrent disease, where there may have been a missed lymph node or a metastatic deposit right at the site of the prior tumor. And with a more aggressive approach, often we may use some radiation and intraoperative radiation as well as chemotherapy combined with surgery. We are seeing a group of patients in that setting also becoming long-term survivors. That hasn't been looked at in a prospective trial. It's really more retrospective reviews again.